At last the postscript of the Ludwig Palman Tibira book, which Wendell Stevens also then made available later. Postscript: just recently while in France, I talked to a group of students at the Sorbonne University. The general unrest of younger generation, which become clear to me, is not exclusively part of my observation. Asking the French students their opinions about borders separating religion, countries, and humanity in general, you certainly get the right answer from these modern-minded human beings. On the Voie des Frontières, which certainly is difficult slang to translate, but which means something like we don't give a damn about borders. What does it mean, this antipathic attitude towards former principle of patriotism and fanatical beliefs? It simply means that our younger people are fed up with our history of bloody wars, killing of millions, the hatred, the superstitions, beliefs, and so on. They set it like an insult to us of an older generation, and they really mean it. And strange as it is may seem, the expression corresponds exactly with what Mr. Satura had pointed out to me before he left this strange planet in January 69. Teach cosmophilosophy because you are many years behind your normal time of development. He could have said, like the French students, and he could have said, wipe the dust of your hearts and start to be normal human beings. There is no need to continue with this murderous game of self-destruction, contempt, and hypocrisy. Let us not forget that the great biologist Satura and his fellow scientists have ample knowledge of our history. They know that only during the last century we have killed in several wars millions of our fellow human beings, wars forgotten within 20 years. They know that we have not only killed those engaged in combat fast and quickly, but that we have burned to death and gassed and tortured thousands, yes, perhaps millions of innocent women and children as well. They also know that we suffer as a result of many mental disorders besides our many physical disorders like blood and respiratory disorders. They have seen for themselves that our stomachs, hearts, and glands are not working like theirs, that 80% of us are suffering from some kind of constant tension, and of what they know as unat, a native Iranian word for unnatural irregularity leading to cancer. They believe that rather than spend billions of looking for cancer-producing bacteria or viruses, we should spend these millions to stop artificial, unnatural irregularities and live healthier lives in order to prevent cancer. They smile at our crazy habit of looking at our wristwatches when they themselves do not care at all about the time and carry some kind of health watches indicating their pulse, blood pressure, body temperature, indicating disorders, etc. They sincerely believe that to check health is more important than to check time. Next page on this book is a map of this place in near Lima. The text to the picture. First ETBT landings took place near Pucallpa in the Yucali country, upriver from Guantama. There is a rich soil here in relative isolated location. the first experiments with earth agriculture and crossbreed hybridization were carried out here. This was the first ETB Ra plantation. Well, but the postscript goes on. Cancer Planet Mission may seem to many of my readers to produce a product of my fantasy, which I try to pass on as a true story. However, much of what I relate can be checked. Many things may not correspond to the exact date and time as it happened, simply because I did not date my diary from day to day, because it was overwhelmed by what happened to me. I myself did not believe this possible for a long time, and I cannot blame any of my readers to disbelieve me. But even if this is reality taken as fantasy, even then it shall become reality to those in doubt within a very short time. Those who talked about people longing for the moon as lunatics are today ready to make arrangements for the first non-stop and return trip to our satellite. I remark that this is written last in the 60s when the Apollo program made many trips out in space. I goes on, I know that it is a fact that we are not the only humans in the cosmos. And I believe that the Itibirians are right in their cosmophilosophy, that cosmophilosophy shall do away the cruelty and war and raise the curtains of darkness from our planet. With a comparatively short time, the cosmophilosophy shall make planet Earth the model land for all future generations. It's not a new religion, it is simply the oldest and newest way of seeing God, nature. They believe in respect and kindness. Already the compromise of having God murdered in order to forgive our sins appears to be a sin against their first commandment. Parenthesis. Nevertheless, it was Sita who mentioned that there can be no greater love but to give one's life for others, and she had begun to understand some of our Christian principles. End of parenthesis. They never criticized our religions. They even believe them to have been of great value at certain times and evolutionary levels. That humanity did need a compassionate and comparative religion born out of suffering they understood quite well. But they also believe that a religion which does not teach a total halt to all suffering, a religion which does not offer a complete new form of social behavior suitable according to evolution, such a religion will disappear by itself. And there we return to the general apathy of the French students. I do not give a damn. But they shall give a damn, and it is only a question of time until these new concepts are known to us all. Until our cancerous society wants to return to a more naturalistic form of life, out of pure necessity. Many of my women readers may at some time or another in their lives have heard about cancer of the breast. Some maybe have wondered if it is true what medical authorities and anthropologists have told again and again. Certain primitive tribes do not know this type of cancer at all. Why then, we may ask, should modern womanhood suffer from something the most backward Indian female do not even know of? The answer is very simple. If you observe the photos of the native woman inserted in this book, you can see for yourself that nature intended a perfect feminine organ to exercise its rights. Native women need their breasts exactly in the way God nature had intended it from surroundings, far from modern society, which tells of women how to squeeze and pack up their breasts and use bottles to feed their babies. It is the same with cancer of the mouth, tongue and larynx. Why, in the name of good nature, should we sip our coffee and soup so hot that we should not want to put a finger in such a boiling brew? Or why should a normal man want to continue smoking 30 or 50 cigarettes a day when it is a certain fact that this unnatural behavior is producing cancer of the lung? Therefore, let us take these seven cosmophilosophical laws as a steady reminder to start from today on a new way of life. Who can doubt that on another planet the rewards are a healthier and longer life and, as a result, a much happier life? Only a healthy person can be happy, they say. Let us offer an example to our children. If you feel sympathy with the humanistic principle expressed through cosmophilosophy, you may want to know more about the great Iturbide biologist and reformer, the founder of many prolonging laws. Talleyrand wrote many thousands of years ago what is known as Amat Mina. I was able to absorb some of this wonderful man's work, which I believe to be a key to the cosmophilosophy. And then there lists up a lot of words at last in the book local words used by the Iturbideans, and those are the things that I have already spoken of. So I go to the epilogue. Have I not thought that contempt shall destroy confidence, and that humanity in cosmos shall progressively unite until we understand that God nature no longer can be considered responsible for this contempt and fear of our hearts? And have I not predicted that I too shall find death at the zenith of my mission, death by the hands of those to whom I brought the message of peace? Then are some maps of the Amazonas jungle and the Miriam River plantation, and the Yavari River and so on, where those Itibira plantation was located. A lot of maps. There is also an appendix which goes on photos taken in the area, which indicate to be maybe those ships that the Iturbideans had. Wendell Stevens had a big collection of such pictures, and this is some of them in the end of the book, which he supposed or maybe pictures of Itibira vessels, or at least similar visitors in South America. So then I end this reading of this book, which can be found on the site of Wendell Stevens, who has gone over to the other side, but the book can still be got hold of through his daughter or any, maybe on a bookstore having e-books, such as Amazon.